7.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning, and it's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Paul Parent. Now get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook, because it's time to solve your garden problems. To join the Paul Parent Garden Club, all you have to do is call this toll-free number, 1-800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. And now your host, Paul Parent.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Well, good morning and happy 4th of July weekend to all of you. It's Sunday. We're going to help you with your garden, but we're going to just put the gardening questions away for a little bit because I wanted to give you some information about our most precious tree. At least I feel that way. Growing up, and if you're under 35 years old, you probably have not even seen this tree. It's called the American Elm. But up until 1930, we had American elms every place. And you would go down the main street, they'd be on both sides of the road, they'd be in the parks, they'd be on your town common, and growing wild in the woods also. And then something happened. And the American elm is just about gone right now. There's still some wild ones growing, but they never get a chance to really mature. So to give you some great information and some history of this wonderful plant, and if you're older than 35, this will bring back a lot of memories. I've asked John Hansel to join us this morning. John Hansel lives in New Hampshire, and he is the founder of the Elm Research Institute in Keene, New Hampshire. And, John, we welcome you. We wish you a happy 4th of July, and thank you for allowing us to have you on the radio to tell us the story of the American elm. Good morning.
Good morning, Paul. Thank you for that introduction, and a happy 4th to you. If we had had someone with your enthusiasm back there in the 40s, I don't think we'd have lost all those elms.
It's a real shame. It's an absolutely real shame. I mean, I can still see the tree. When I close my eyes, if I think of the elm, I see this magnificent tree. And I thought that today would be a good day to have you on because you can tell us the history of how important this tree was back in the 17th century.
Right. Back in the 17th century, it was it reached its peak of celebrity, shall we say, in Boston as the Liberty Tree, the tree under which John Hancock, Sam Adams, Paul Revere met and planned the rebellion that led to revolution. And a significant moment in American history, so significant that when Lafayette came back after the Revolution, he made a trip to Boston to commemorate the tree and said, never forget the role this tree played in your history. So what would you like me to say? I mean, I'd use up your whole program, Paul, telling about the history of the elm. It's so exciting. That Liberty tree played that kind of a role in the Sons of Liberty started under it. The rebellious stripes, to me, that's one of the most important things that really hasn't been brought out. There were 9 men who stood out, Hancock and Adams among them, and called themselves the Rebellious 9, and they designed a flag. And the flag was red and white stripes. Now, we always think of Betsy Ross and the Stars and Stripes, but this was long before Betsy took out her needle. And these were 9 vertical stripes, alternately red and white. So it's a fairly safe conclusion that this was the first American flag and was flown from the Liberty Tree by the Rebellious Nine. I'll pause there because I could just keep on going.
The thing that we have to tell our listeners is, you know, we're talking about the American Elm, how they met in Boston and they planned their strategies. We also have to think that it was underneath a group of elms that General George Washington took command of the army. And one of the things that you said, don't forget, is when the British left Boston, they were so upset that this tree caused that they cut it down. And if you're in Boston, you can see the site of where this tree was. And John will tell you in a little bit about the website and where you can get this information. But John, tell us what happened to the elm starting in 1930. Now, this was a tree that will normally live 125 to 200 years with fire, with insects, with disease, until 1930. Tell our listeners what happened.
Well, the 1930 was Curtis LeMay down in working for U.S. Department of Agriculture discovered the fungus that had come over in a shipment of Dutch logs. And our beetles, which you pointed out in your release, we had had beetles. I remember clippings my grandfather cut out of the paper about beetles attacking his elms in 1890. So the beetle was here, but the beetle wasn't carrying anything really dangerous, just boring holes in the trunk and flying up and feeding on the twigs. But along came the fungus, and the beetles started to spread it. And the beetles were just clouds of tiny little insects, big as your pinky. And they would feed on the new twigs, the crotches, and the fungus would go down the vessels of the tree and into the main trunk, and blocking the passage of the vital, mainly water, and all the other vital juices of the tree till it died sometimes in a matter of days. You talk about some being left, Paul. One of the more famous trees in the United States just died last year, called Herbie, up in Yarmouth, Maine. It took 6 families to hug Herbie. That's how big he was. And he was born, because it was a sister tree, and we knew before he died that he was born in the Revolution. So that elms actually live over 200 years. One was cut down in Canada sometime back that was estimated to be 300 years old. So it's an amazing tree. But when they started to go, when I came back from the Marine Corps in 46, dumbfounded to see the trees that you took for granted, the beautiful cathedral avenues that we had, disappearing at the hands of the chainsaw. The government's program was cut and burn, cut and burn. Maybe if we cut fast enough, somehow we'll stay ahead of the disease. A very foolish program, and no research. No one was doing any research. So within a matter of a few years, the landscape of America changed dramatically. I'd like to refer your listeners to our website, where they could download a photograph of before and after at www.elmresearch.org. You would find a photograph taken in Illinois 10 years apart on Gillette Avenue of Waukegan, Illinois, as it appeared in 62. This disease took, I mean, the cutting down, as Paul referred to these millions, and he says even billions of trees, this took a generation to do. But of course, as you watched it happen in your town, and it spread slowly west, you just couldn't believe the rapidity with which your town changed. Well, these photographs show from the same spot on the same street 10 years apart what the Elm meant to America. This street probably lost 50% of its value, maybe some people would say more, just by the removal of those trees. So it's hard to overstate the effect of the American Elm on the landscape. The magnificent shape, the elm with its vase-like shape is like no other tree. You can tell it's just as beautiful in winter as it is in summer. It reaches up and spills out and falls back. 99% of other trees have a columnar trunk, and they grow up and out, but they aren't the vase shape of the elm.
Now, the thing
I told you, Paul, once you got me going, it would be a mistake.
Well, I mean, that's the whole reason we asked you to join us this morning. We want you to tell our listeners about this tree. Now, we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, I want you to tell them about the Elm Research Institute that you started and how people can get involved to bring back the new hybrids, American Elm.
Don't you just love spring? The new flowers, the shrubs, the trees. Every spring also brings new products to make your yard work easier, and this year is no exception. A company called Fertilome from Texas that manufactures garden products for the garden center only is introducing Over the Top, a grass killer that controls unwanted grasses in your garden and around your plants. Also, Spinosad, a natural solution for controlling all types of caterpillars and Colorado potato beetle without harming beneficial insects. That's cool.
Now that you planted your garden and you're ready to enjoy the rewards of your labor, do not let the deer destroy your hard work. Pick up a container of Deer Scram. These granules are guaranteed to work. That's right, guaranteed to keep the deer away from your garden. Even safe to use in a vegetable garden and contains no synthetic additives. It's not toxic, it's biodegradable, and will not harm animals and the environment. That's Deer Scram.
You've changed your light bulbs. You recycle aluminum cans. Maybe you drive a fuel-efficient car. You're doing your part to make a better future. But what about the problems you're facing right now, like pests, weeds, and diseases? Use Natria instead, the line of alternative solutions using naturally derived, non-synthetic active ingredients to effectively protect your home, lawn, and garden. Problem solved. Natria, from Bayer Advanced. Pest, weed, and disease control that fits your life. BayerAdvanced.com. Always read and follow label directions.
Your lovely tree, attacked by insects. Stop them with the proven science of Bayer Advanced Tree and Shrub Protect and Feed. Its special dual-action formula delivers 12-month insect protection. Plus, now, it provides slow-release feeding, all in one easy step. Mix and pour the no-spray formula, and your tree is shielded, roots to top, for stronger and more beautiful trees. We don't hate bugs. We just love trees. Bayer Advanced. Better science, better results. BayerAdvanced.com.
Never buy home canning jar lids again. No kidding. When you buy Tadler reusable canning lids once, you'll never buy canning lids ever again. Safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single-use throwaways containing BPA. But Tadler reusable canning lids are guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning. Tadler lids are made with a USDA and FDA-approved food-grade plastic, safe for direct food contact, and contain no BPA. Tadler lids are dishwasher safe, usable with standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fit standard mason jars, are indefinitely reusable, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders at reusablecanninglids.com or call 1-877-747-2793. 877-747-2793. Call 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com for Tadler reusable canning lids, the original since 1976.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw-free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
This is an urgent message. Urgent if you care about feeding your family. S-510 has passed through Congress and will make the sale of heirloom seeds difficult. Prices of non-GMO seeds are skyrocketing and may be hard to afford in the future, if you can even find them. As the economy continues to decline, this will make the heirloom seeds worth their weight in gold and one of the best barter tools available. When food supplies eventually run out, your solution is to grow your own food and barter tool. Now, for a short time, GetSeeds.net offers 100 packets of heirloom non-GMO vegetable seeds for only $59. Pay with 2 ounces of pure silver or just $59. The best price on the net for high-quality seeds. Our GetSeeds.net seeds are open pollinated vegetable seeds sealed in a Mylar bag for long-term storage. Bulk pricing available. So get seeds while you still can at GetSeeds.net or call toll-free 877-341-4769. That's 877-341-4769.
Well, good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. We're talking with John Hansel. He is the founder of Elmer Research Institute. It's located in Keene, New Hampshire. And, John, tell us about your mission, what you want to do with the Elm Research Institute, and how people can get involved.
Okay, Paul, thank you. I'll try and squeeze a little history, 50 years of history, into 5 minutes. We founded the Institute in 67. Because the government wasn't interested, and there were no research labs working on what they were calling the cancer of the tree world, namely Dutch elm disease. So I went to the philanthropists like Rockefeller and Mellon and raised some money. I got the tree men to take a moment out from cutting down and think about saving, because they were making a fortune cutting down millions of elms. And then I got the researchers in independent labs. All throughout this effort, we never used a dollar of federal funds. And to this day, everything is done with private money. We set out to do two things, to develop some kind of an injection for the trees that would preserve them long enough for another generation to understand what we were trying to save. And at the same time, we set out to do the genetics to develop a resistant tree. We did both. We joined DuPont in getting an elm fungicide to prolong the life and many thousands of the big elms. And there are still quite a few across the United States, probably, there probably are 100,000 elms left in ornamental state. Then we went to Wisconsin and developed the American Liberty Elm. Now, in your release, Paul, you flattered us by saying you thought that all the new elms were called Liberty. There's only one Liberty, and we introduced the American Liberty Elm in 85, and we register every tree. It has a serial number, and it has a warranty against Dutch elm disease, and we do not sell it to individual nurseries. We felt that we would not be able to keep the purity of the tree. We would bring back another round of Dutch elm disease if we let it go through the commercial trade. So the American Liberty Elm is grown in a nursery in Keene, New Hampshire. There are 5,000 trees under cultivation there. We grow them from leaves from the original parent. We clone the tree by leaves from the parent tree back in 85. I lost my train of thought. The warranty is against loss to Dutch elm disease. We will replace any tree that is lost to DED, but our losses to date are less than 1%. We have over 300,000 trees out in what we call a field test all across the United States, and we find the secret of the survival of this genetic tree. It is not a hybrid. It's a pure American elm. That's what I insisted, that we do that kind of research. The hybrids were a dime a dozen. There's the Japanese, the Chinese, and even a Dutch hybrid, but they never look like the American fountain-shaped elm. So we have that warranty on there, and no other tree has that. I think you should insist on that. We are another thing about the size of the tree. We can furnish trees that are 3 feet all the way up to 1 foot in diameter. We have some trees in our nursery that are pushing between 30 and 40 feet tall for a very ornamental location, obviously. Now, our goal right now is to bring the story of the freedom, the story of the Liberty Tree, the first symbol of freedom, right down to Main Street America. And to do that, we're establishing Liberty Tree memorials. And this is a, say, 12, 14-foot tree with a bronze plaque that tells the story of that wonderful tree in Boston and how it was cut down. And we asked the town to establish that as a memorial. Well, we need to fund that. In order to fund that, we have the Liberty Tree Society, and your members could join the Liberty Tree Society. They would each get a personal memorial in the form of, if they joined, say, for $50, they would get a 3-foot tree. They would get a bronze plaque telling the story of the Liberty Tree, and they would get a parchment certificate showing them as members of the Liberty Tree Society. We got 50 members in. Give that
and they can, and they can go to the website for all that information.
If rabbits have found your garden and are eating your flowers and shrubs, it's time to fight back with Bob XR. Just spray the foliage of your plants and they will move to your neighbor's yard. Bob XR will not wash off and will last for up to 2 months, even during the winter. If rodents ate your flower bulbs this year, be sure to treat your new ones with Bob XR by soaking them for 5 minutes before planting this fall. For honest answers about your animal problems, call Bobex at 800-792-4449. Go outside and take a look at the siding on your house, the fence, the paved walkways, decks, driveways, and even the patio furniture and canvas awnings. Do you see green stains? Well, it's either moss, mold, or mildew, and it's slowly destroying your home and garden. Eliminate it now, easily with Wet and Forget. Wet and Forget is an outdoor cleaner that requires no pressure washer, bleach, or scrubbing. Just Wet and Forget the problem area, and Mother Nature does the rest naturally. That's Wet and Forget.
Will I have garlic breath after I take Ali-C?
We get that question all the time about the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. And the answer is, Ali-C contains stabilized allicin, nature's antimicrobial agent, and the active ingredient in crushed garlic, but will not give you garlic breath. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies, using low doses of allicin greatly reduces the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Our powerful Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin. Just one tablet of Ali-C is equivalent to 40 garlic cloves. It's effective against asthma, MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections, and helps lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. Plus, it's a natural mosquito repellent. Boost resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 877-888-7126 or garlichealthproducts.com. Fight back with Ali-C.
You worry. You see the signs and worry about the future. You worry about economic turmoil and food shortages. How to be prepared while preserving your sanity? Your answer may be at hand. Author Linda Runyon lived off the land, isolated from civilization. She knows that as long as the sun shines, there will be plenty of free food all over God's green earth. Perhaps the only sane insurance is knowledge of wild edible plants. The cost of learning is minimal. Wild food grows everywhere, and you will see it everywhere. It's every bit organic and more nutritious than our modern diets. Well respected in her field, Linda's approach to teaching this subject includes books, flashcards, and video, with an emphasis on health, safety, practicality, and joy. Learn how to identify it, where and when to find it, how to prepare, use, and store it. Go to Linda's website, ofthefield.com, and take advantage of special offers. Or if you're not online, call her 24-hour toll-free order line at 888-51-EAT-FREE. That number again, 888-51-EAT-FREE. A little knowledge makes starvation impossible.
Ready to save? Then you're ready for the Super Summer Sale at Herbal Healer Academy. Herbal Healer has been the leader in quality natural supplements for 23 years. Log on to HerbalHealer.com and take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on 500 parts per million colloidal silver. The best pharmaceutical grade available at all sizes on sale. Super Male Plex with you, Himbe, and Super Femplex for summer toning. Buy glucosamine chondroitin 60 caps, summer sale priced at only $12. Colon Enhancer 250 caps, summer sale priced at just $18. And if your brain's a little foggy, we have a great supplement on sale called Memory Power. Log on and hit the postcard specials link for more super summer savings at HerbalHealer.com. As always, new customers get a free catalog with first order. Herbal Healer Academy, healing the world with nature, one person at a time.
Love gardening but don't love seeing your hard work destroyed by wildlife? Then use the number one most effective deer and rabbit repellent you can buy, PlantSkid. PlantSkid repellent protects gardens, trees, and landscaping by emitting an odor that browsing animals associate with predators. So animals avoid plants before they nibble, not after. PlantSkid is made in the U.S. from non-toxic, 100% organic, environment, and pet-friendly ingredients. Other repellents wash off in the rain. Not PlantSkid. It's guaranteed to outlast all other repellents. PlantSkid was the first animal repellent to be OMRI listed organic and now comes in liquid spray, powder concentrate, or easy-to-use granular. Just sprinkle around your garden. For proven protection from deer, rabbits, squirrels, and other small rodents, use PlantSkid. Member tested and recommended by the National Home Gardening Club. Find a dealer near you at PlantSkid.com. That's PlantSkydd.com. Ask about our new vole repellent when you call 800-252-6051. That's 800-252-6051. PlantSkid. Proven plant protection. Guaranteed or your money back.
Good morning, and welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. We were talking with John Hensel from the Foundation for Elm Research, and we just ran out of time. If you would like to get some information about the elm research, this is, I'll give you some different things. If you'd like to call them, the phone number is 800-367-3567. Okay? If you want to send them an email, the email address is info, I-N-F-O, at elmresearch.org. And the website is www.elmresearch.org. Okay? This is a wonderful organization, and if you'd like to get involved, they also have programs if you want to plant a tree in your town. And the Boy Scouts, Girl Scouts, different civic groups can get involved in this. And if you either call, email, go to the website where you'll get a ton of information about the elm tree. You can plant an elm tree in your town. And there's a listing of every town in the country that now has an elm tree planted with a plaque. So go to their website, elmtreeresearch.org. You can call them You can send them an email, and they'll give you a ton of information how you can get involved, either as a sponsor or set up a civic group, and they will give you a tree to plant in your town. Okay? Tom, let's go to the phone lines. Tom, who's up next?
Next up, we have Paul from New Hampshire calling about an exotic Japanese maple.
Hey, Paul, good morning and happy 4th of July weekend to you.
Good morning to you and happy 4th of July.
Thank you.
We have a young Japanese maple that's about an inch, maybe an inch and a half in circumference, and we found that it's been girdled with maybe half the circumference of the bark, about 2 inches long, by some animal, and we don't know, a red squirrel or what, but my question is, what do I need to do to try to save that maple tree?
Okay. As long as the bark has not been removed all the way around, the tree will be able to repair the damage done by that rodent. So the first thing you need to do is you need to get some food in the soil for that plant. So I would either get tree tone or plant tone, either one of those two, and you want to put between 1 and 2 pounds per inch diameter. So in your case, your tree is an inch and a half diameter, so I would put maybe 2 and a half pounds of fertilizer around the base of that plant, about a foot away from the main stem. Make some holes, put a little bit into each of the holes, but use about 2 and a half pounds. And then in late August, early September, I would do it again. So 2 good feedings this year, then again next year a couple also, spring and fall. What I would do is, if this is fresh, he may come back. So get some either duct tape or something, or a tape similar to that, and put it around the base of the tree to prevent it. Better still, some of the garden centers will have what's called a tree wrap, and it's a cardboard type paper with asphalt, with tar in the middle, and you wrap the trunk of the tree. That way it won't stick compared to duct tape. If you can wrap it from the ground up to the first branch, and that will prevent any more chewing on the trunk of that tree. But your local nursery, feed grain stores like Agway, would have tree wrap. And you just wrap it around the trunk, and that will prevent future damage. So if you can stop them from girdling it, you'll solve the problem, and the tree will be able to recover from the damage. But if they go all the way around, they've removed all of the water tubes that move the water from the root up to the top of the tree. So it's really important that be done. So wrap it, fertilize it, and if it gets hot and dry, make sure that you give that tree plenty of water, because in the area where they did chew the bark and remove it from the plant, they did cut some of the tubes that move the water up into the leaf of the tree. So give it some extra water. Will help a great deal until it's able to repair the damage made by the rodents. Great question. Thank you for the call. Tom, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Sue from Massachusetts with a question about a Shasta viburnum.
Sue, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Good morning, Paul.
Yes,
I have a Shasta viburnum shrub that's probably about 7 or 8 feet tall, and I was putting some fresh compost under it yesterday and clipping a couple of branches. And on the underside of the leaves, there are these little white cocoon-type things that are about an eighth of an inch wide, and some of them maybe a quarter of an inch long. And it doesn't seem like the bug that was in it is still there, but these little cocoons are still there. And I was wondering, what is it and what do I do about it?
It's probably some type of caterpillar that made this little mummy-type formation or a cocoon. And as the cocoon ripened, a caterpillar would have come out. The caterpillar would eventually feed on the foliage of the plant and then start that cycle all over. So you go from a caterpillar to a moth and a moth back to a caterpillar. So it's a cycle. So that caterpillar came out. As you saw, it's no longer inside as a moth. The moth flew around laying eggs on various shrubs and trees. The eggs created a caterpillar that fed on various plants. And when it was mature enough, it spun that webbing to change back to a caterpillar. So at this point, if there's no damage on the foliage of your plant, don't worry about it, because that particular insect is gone. If you start to notice little holes appearing in your plant, then the best for me is something called spinosad. S-P-I-N-O-S-A-D. Spinosad is a bacteria. It's a virus that when you apply it to plants, it will kill all caterpillar-type insects. Totally organic, totally natural. It's not a chemical. It's a bacteria that was found in the Caribbean. And it works wonderful. It's now being added to a slug bait to make it a lot more effective. It will take care of the Colorado potato beetle and a few other insects. But on caterpillars, it is absolutely wonderful. And out of that little cocoon that you saw came out a moth or a butterfly that is laying eggs for next year's or maybe the fall caterpillar population. So if you don't see anything, don't worry about it. If there's only a few, pick them off and destroy it. That's about all you can do, and it's very, very effective. So if there's no problem that you see on the plant, just, you know, if there's only a few of them, pick them off. But spinosad will take care of all caterpillar-type insects, and that's what the moth is doing probably now, laying eggs for the next generation. Good question, Sue. Thank you. Tom, who's up next?
Next up, we have Carol from Maine with a question about her birch.
Carol, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Good morning, Paul.
Good morning.
Happy 4th of July.
Thank you.
Well, my question is about a white birch, the paper birch.
Mm-hmm.
And we applied a product that you mentioned earlier in the season. It was Bayer something. The tree is losing leaves. Last year it lost a lot throughout the season, and we were about to take it down, but treated it this spring, and it was doing better. But now it's starting to drop leaves again. Should we reapply something?
You know, Carol, it's funny that you said that, because yesterday I was applying a crabgrass preventer on part of my lawn. I noticed that it was coming up in spots here and there. And I have a dwarf birch called Little King. And it only grows like 10, 12 feet. It grows in a beautiful clump, and the birch is peeling. And I was noticing the same thing happening to mine. So I went in the backyard where I have wild birches, and they've lost a few leaves too, and they've fallen green, which I don't understand. The one in the front is green and yellow. So what I did is I fed the tree with a liquid fertilizer. I had some Miracle-Gro, and I really gave them a good dose. I think I probably gave them like 5 or 6 gallons. The tree itself looks healthy. The foliage, there's no spotting. I did use the Bayer tree and shrub, which is a systemic that will take care of borers, which is the biggest problem, and also the leaf miner in that tree. So if you've done the Bayer in this spring, only one application is needed per year. So once it gets in the plant, it's there. So it's not insect damage. At this point, I don't know. I looked at those leaves. They've fallen green. Some are yellow. So I just fed it to try and encourage some new growth. There's no discoloration. So it could just be the weather. We've been very dry, and then we get very, very wet. We haven't had any heat, so it could be a combination of the cooler than normal month of June, the cloudier than normal month of June, and wetter than normal during June. And those three combinations could have caused foliage to fall from the plant. So I fed it, and it will make new growth, and it will come back.
If you like Sluggo, you'll love new Sluggo Plus. Sluggo Plus just made gardening easier. With its new formulation of iron phosphate plus spinosad, Sluggo Plus controls snails and slugs, plus earwigs, roly-poly or sow bugs, pill bugs, and cutworms. Approved for organic gardening, Sluggo Plus packs a powerful punch and can be used on ornamentals, vegetables, fruit trees, berries, turf, and in non-commercial greenhouses. With the added control of 4 pesky garden insects, Sluggo Plus is snail and slug control at its best. Simply scatter Sluggo Plus pellets evenly around and near the base of the plants to be protected. It remains effective even after rain or sprinkling and can be applied to vegetable gardens up to 3 days before harvest. When it comes to snail and slug control, Sluggo Plus is a gardener's best friend. Plus, you get control of earwigs, roly-poly or sow bugs, pill bugs, and cutworms. Approved for organic gardening, new formulation Sluggo Plus is available at your local garden supply store. Products that work from Monterey Lawn and Garden.
Even on Saturday, Dram watering tools are hard at work. For over 60 years, the quality and durability of Dram has been the professional's choice. Now you can create the softest shower of rain with a Dram rain wand in your garden. Choose from 9 water patterns with the revolver spray gun. Use a ColorStorm sprinkler for a lush green playground. Quality and durability you can depend on for a lifetime. Dram, the professional's choice for lawn and garden. Available at fine garden centers throughout the Northeast.
It's your yard and you're the boss. You need hard-working soils. Start with Osmocote potting and planting soils. They're made from rich organic materials like sphagnum peat moss to hold water. Plus, they contain Osmocote plant food to provide nutrients plants need to feed for up to 6 months, helping plants grow incredibly beautiful gardens, which gives you a sense of pride in your work. That's what being a great boss is all about. Buy Osmocote soils today at your independent garden center and hardware store.
You've heard a lot lately about zeolite, but what is it and why do you need it? Zeolite is a beautiful, complex, crystalline structure that encapsulates radiation and odors. ZeoKing Zeolite naturally eliminates radiation poisoning your body may pick up from x-rays, security scanners, or nuclear fallout. ZeoKing flushes environmental toxins absorbed from smoke, cell phones, and chemicals, so it detoxifies heavy metals including mercury, lead, and cadmium. ZeoKing Zeolite helps boost your immune system, allowing your body to balance itself and cut off food supply to cancer and parasites. Order your ZeoKing Zeolite now from ZeoKing.com for only $39.99 and receive a free month supply with every order. Call 888-402-6779. That's 888-402-6779. Or visit ZEOKing.com. That's ZEOKing.com for natural elimination of radiation poisoning.
If you suffer from poor sleep, you need MyPillow. Guaranteed to be the most comfortable pillow you will ever own. Using a patented fill, MyPillow adjusts to your exact individual needs by gently supporting your head, shoulders, and neck. MyPillow has a natural, built-in cooling effect, keeping your cervical nerves cool, giving you the best sleep of your life. MyPillow will never go flat and relieves snoring, migraines, sleep apnea, fibromyalgia, and many other disorders. It's antimicrobial, non-allergenic, dust-mite resistant, and best of all, machine washable and dryable. MyPillow is made in the USA, has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau, comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and an industry-leading 10-year warranty. Order today at MyPillow.com or call 952-442-6199. That's 952-442-6199. Mention coupon code GCN and receive 20% off your order. What do you have to lose except poor sleep? MyPillow.com, the most comfortable pillow you will ever own, guaranteed.
Spring and summer bring out the best of nature, but blooming flowers, grass, and weeds emit pollen everywhere. Spring cleaning, molds, funguses, and pollens can cause severe allergic reactions. It's time to fight back. Get a blast of nature's most powerful natural remedy with Oreganol P73, the most powerful oil of oregano available anywhere. Oreganol P73 is an extract of hand-picked wild oregano grown in mineral-rich soils found only in the mountains of the Mediterranean. Experience this powerful and effective spice you can't find anywhere else. It is so effective, even the ancient Greeks used oregano for their health. And it's not just a mere spice. Oreganol P73 is also available as gel caps and as a sea salt-based nasal spray. Use Oreganol P73 and stay healthy all summer long. Order today by calling 877-817-9829. 877-817-9829. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Well, good morning and happy 4th of July weekend to all of you. You're listening to the Paul Parent Garden Club, and if we can help you, 800-259-9231. Tom, who's up next?
Next up, we've got a question from Ben about his tomatoes.
Ben, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Yes, good morning, Paul. I have a couple of patio tomato plants.
Yes, sir.
About 4 feet high with about 5 or 6 tomatoes on them. Now, I was curious, if I cut that plant back, will I receive more blossoms? Because I have blossoms on top also.
Right. If you cut off the main leader, then it will stop producing flowers. So what will happen is, instead of the plant getting larger, it will put all of its energy into ripening and making your fruit grow quicker. So you'll have earlier fruit, you'll have larger fruit, but you won't have any fruit later on during the year. You will still get a few flowers from some of the side shoots, but I wouldn't pinch it not until, let's say, August 1st. So give it another 30 days to get bigger and stronger, and then pinch it, and that should give you fruit that will come. Tomatoes, if you don't pinch them, we'll just get taller and taller and taller. I remember growing up, going to school at UMass, we had tomatoes in the greenhouses that were 10, 12 feet tall from the same plant. So if you pinch it, it's going to stop. It'll get bushier, but you won't have as many tomatoes because it's the main leader, the main stem, that's the most productive. But you'll get them quicker, and they'll be larger. So, you know, you have to decide what you want to do. If you've got several, maybe pinch one and see what happens for the following year. Good question. Thank you. Tom, who's next?
Next, we have John from New Hampshire with a question about dogwood.
John, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Thank you for taking my call. I was calling, we have two dogwood bushes that we've had in the ground for about 6 years, and they're very full. Every year they come up and they're full, and you know, we've cut them back each fall. This year they came out, and there's these branches don't have a lot of leaves on them, and then the leaves that are on them, instead of being the full kind of oval leaves, they're very thin, almost spiky leaves on both of the bushes.
Now, is this the dogwood that blooms in the spring, or is it blooming now?
It's a bush, so it doesn't have the flowers. It's the red bark. It's the red bark dogwood bush that the bark turns red in the winter.
Okay, so it's a red twig dogwood, which is a shrub rather than a tree. Okay. So the foliage on the plant is very, very sparse, you said, right?
Thin. It's not the full round leaves that were typical every other year. And then some branches have very little foliage on it.
Okay. What I want you to do is I want you to feed the plant with a granular fertilizer. You can use Plant Tone. It's available at most garden centers and nursery. And Plant Tone is for any shrub or tree that loses its foliage during the winter. Dr. Earth Tree and Shrub with probiotics, which has mycorrhiza in either one of those two, I would get that fed. The other thing that sometimes happens is if you have an older red or yellow twig dogwood and you don't remove some of the older branches, the older branches tend to lose that beautiful red, shiny bark on it that's really noticeable during the winter months, and it gets gray looking. It gets woody. So you'll lose all of that color. And the older growth gets more aggressive and gets stronger, preventing the plant from producing new shoots that develop from the base. So for this year, just feed it right now. Feed it again in early September. In the spring, remove some of the really gray-looking stems from that plant and fertilize it again to encourage new growth that will be healthier and more vibrant and a lot more energy in the branch.